The best time of the year.
Hello, everybody, and happy holidays. I'm happy here with
holidays. Happy holidays.
I don't know that song, so you're singing alone, sister.
Okay, I'm done.
Also, we will wish you a Merry Christmas. I'll sing that one.
We can do that later.
We'll do it later. Oh, now you're pushing me down on this whole idea. All right, fine.
All right.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year. And know that you can always hire us for your Christmas parties. We have an agent. Come talk to us if you want us to sing.
We're kidding. She's kidding.
Seriously, you think they'd listen to that and want us to come to their Christmas parties? They should be doing that to be nice,
okay,
to be generous, which is the topic of our show today. I have Ragini Michaels, a spiritual coach, who's going to help us shift our common perspectives that really keep us from being generous. And so we're going to have a lot of fun. Not that we don't already, but we're going to like amp it up. Because it's Christmas and I'm all excited / stressed out. And it's time to have fun. So here's how the game is played, Ragini.
Okay.
You'll have 1 or 2 minutes to answer a series of questions. I'm going to ask you a perspective that we have. And then what you're going to do is in 1 or 2 minutes, help me shift my perspective.
Okay.
Okay.
Shift your perspective.
Get it? The game is called Let's Shift Perspectives. Ding!
Okay. Let's shift perspective.
All right. So the first belief that often people have that get them from giving generously is a scarcity perspective. There really isn't enough to go around.
So the fastest way to shift your perspective on that is to move to the question, what if there is enough to go around? What if, in fact, there's more than enough to go around? How would you behave differently if you believed there were enough instead of there isn't enough to go around? Because ultimately, it is a perspective that we have that generates our actions in the moment, right? So if I have a plate of those cookies in front of me again,
you're so mean.
If I
Unless
see those,
they're calorie-free, it's a mean
well,
thing.
Of course they're calorie-free. It's you and me. We're imagining these cookies. And you have 12 people there, and you only have 12 cookies, and you're the 13th person. And the mind's going to say, oh, there's not enough to go around. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have some mixed feelings going on here. But if you said, oh, you know what? There's enough here to go around, right? Because I have another cookie in the other room. Or maybe somebody else will break one of their cookies in half and give it to me when they see there's 12 and there's 13 of us.
No, you know what I'm doing as a fairness crazy person. I'm going to go and take 1/12 out of each of those cookies. I'll be like, okay, now we're good.
So if you go to CJ's for cookies, you're going to get crumbs.
you get a little bites out of each cookie. But aside from that, it'll be great. No, I get it. So what you're saying is if you shift your perspective and say, you know what? What if there was enough to go around? How would that shift your perspective?
Yeah, what if there weren't enough cookies, but there was enough love in the room to make it okay?
Okay. You're done. Next.
All right, go on.
No, you're right. It is about love. All right, second. All right, there's this kind of even Steven perspective that we talked about in the first segment, which is giving is about squaring your debt. So my thing is like someone gives me a gift, I'm like, oh, no, now I have to go run off and give them a gift, which I think is not just me. A lot of people have that kind of perspective, too.
It is. For most of us, giving means we have to square the debt.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tit-for-tat mentality. And there is a value in this in that it helps you stay in balance with your need for giving and receiving.
Mm.
And it also is like an oil can in the social network. It keeps the social network and connections moving.
Right.
It's just part of what human beings
do. So it's a reality-based response.
In half of it is. But take a look at why you think you owe a debt just because someone helped you out or gave you something. I mean, this in a way means that you're not in your heart because the head sees debt. The heart sees joy and wonder that somebody helped you.
Right.
And when somebody helps you or gives you something, you feel that when you're in the heart, gratitude arises. And when gratitude arises, the heart fills and then generosity wants to arise.
Mm.
OK, Okay, and then the giving back becomes something that is from the heart and not from the head. So the cycle of giving and receiving is important in the nature of things. It's a natural cycle, and it's important to the social circle of your life.
Right.
However, giving from your head is stressful and hard work and is painful and it's not fun. Giving from your heart, when you realize someone gave to you, out of love.
Mm.
Right. And what if it was just a tit for tat? They still did it.
Yeah.
Right? You still have something in your hand that came from someone else, and you can say, well, it came from their head, so I'm going to stay in my head. Or you can say, it doesn't really matter where it came from, because here it is, and it was sweet because there was heart in it somewhere.
Yeah.
There has to be heart in it somewhere. Right?
And I think actually here's what, when I'm thinking through this in my own personal experience, is that you get something, like let's say someone that you weren't expecting gave you a gift. And that's kind of, for me, what happens is my head jumps in. And I think what you do is, when you do that, is you cheat your heart, because you don't like actually fill your heart with like, oh, that was so nice. You know, like I really feel like that person was thinking about me, and there's a lot of joy in thinking that someone else in the world is thinking about me and loves and cares for me. And I think it's to feel much like you're saying, a giving of giving and receiving as a balance is feeling that kind of like allow your heart to feel that joy when you get the gift.
When you allow your heart to feel the joy, the cycle of giving and receiving is full circle.
Mm.
Because then the giving on your side can only arise out of having received.
Mm.
You know, there's just so much. The overflow comes, and you really want to give back from your heart, even though your head, and that's fine, is saying, yes, we need to have Jane and Jack over for dinner, right? Because they've had us three times now.
Right.
We have to have them back over. I don't really like them. But your heart is going, yeah, but this is what life is, right? And that was very generous of them to feed us dinner three times.
Right.
So let's go and have dinner, have them over for dinner from the heart, not from the head.
Yeah.
So you balance those two. Don't be anti-head. Don't be afraid of your heart. Let them both have a part in the game of creating a social life for yourself and a social circle that actually works easily and comfortably.
And I think actually, you know, what I have to tell you, when I've been running around doing Christmas shopping, and I actually, my husband likes homemade gifts, so I was making a homemade gift for him, and I felt my initial response was like, I got to get this done. And I thought, you know, seriously, is that like the best response to have while you're making this love-filled It's like getting pissed off and cooking, right? Like you're taking all that negative energy and a sense of rushed and like, oh, why do I have to do that, you know, versus opening your heart. So I like that idea of opening your heart. All right. Belief number three. So this is kind of the martyrdom perspective. My religion says I should be generous till it hurts, which I've heard a lot of people say, like, oh, I should give, because if I don't give, then I'm a bad person because God says I should give.
Well, when you hear the word should from a psychological perspective, you immediately know that you're a little bit off track.
Mm-hmm.
And from our perspective here, you're forgetting one person to give to, and that's yourself. If you're going to be generous with everybody else, you need to start with being generous with yourself. So what does that mean? It means that you take some time, sit down and have a cup of tea, give yourself one of those cookies, read a book, listen to some music, watch the sunset, something that actually you give to yourself from your own heart. It doesn't have to mean anything or take you anywhere, nothing at all. But if you're going to give to other people, you first have to give to yourself. I believe it was Jesus who said, love your neighbor as thyself.
Yeah, good point.
We forget that second half. So when you find martyrdom coming up into your life and into your mind and into your being, just take a breath and go, wait a minute, I'm forgetting one person I need to be generous to, I need to give to, and that's me.
Right. So like, you know, the classic example, you're at church and they pass, you know, the bucket around to throw your money in on donations. If you have $20 left, you know, in your whole existence, and the church says, give, you know, give to God, and you throw $20 into the pot or the bucket, that's not really loving yourself, honestly, or I mean,
well, everybody has their own values that they use. I don't want to say you should or shouldn't put in your $20. It's a question of following your heart and asking yourself, am I balancing my love for myself and my love for others? Because if you try to give to others
until you have nothing left for yourself, it's like trying to push your car down the freeway with no gas in it. It's exhausting, mm-hmm. right? If you're exhausted, it's feedback to you from your own system that you need some gas, you need some nourishment, you need something. Life is about balancing opposites, and self and other is the fundamental opposite that we need to pay attention to. Mm. So if you feel like a martyr, check in. Where's your gas tank gauge?
Mm-hmm. And because you can't really give to others if you are completely empty, as you said.
Not from your heart. And that's the game.
All right, we have two more minutes. This is the next perspective. There's this kind of stockpiling all that I need. This is kind of the whole Scrooge mentality, right? Like there's never enough and you never know, the world could come to an end and I need all these things. And if I give them away, then what will happen when I need these things?
Again, it's about balancing perspectives. There's some reality to that in the sense that you don't know what's going to happen, and no matter how much you stockpile, it could be taken away in a blink of an eye, as many people have learned in 2008 when we mm-hmm. had the recession that was going on, and maybe even still today. So there's some wonderfulness in being able to plan for the future. You know, if you're blessed enough to have money and you can do that, fantastic. However, the reality is no matter how much you stockpile the future, there's no guarantees. Nobody knows the future. So if you let your obsession about the future block your heart and your ability to live in the present, that's when it becomes a very difficult thing. And that's when greed happens and holding on to things and not being able to let go because you're afraid of the future. And underneath that is the idea that somehow you can control the future, which you can't. Mm-hmm. And that's where faith comes in. From a spiritual perspective, if you can balance providing for the future as best you can and having faith that no matter what happens to you in the future, you are going to be able to deal with it. You are going to be okay. This is part of how you look to the future. Again, perspective. Mm-hmm. If you imagine yourself falling apart and living on the street, you know, then of course you're going to get more scared. But if you imagine yourself having lost everything and seeing that you're doing all right with that and people are helping you and people love you and life is caring for you, because in reality, especially in America, if you look at the patterns of most of our lives, we're well taken care of, always have been. Mm-hmm. The pattern of your life may be that you're going to be fine.
Hmm. I like that.
Ultimately, it all comes down to faith because the future always remains unknown, no matter what.
Nice. No, Ragini, well, what we're going to do is as a result of winning this game, we're going to now share with you. Woo! Love will spray down upon you. That is your gift.
I'm open for that. That's good.
Thank you, Ragini, for your wisdom. And folks, get out there. Get the Unflappable book, 6 Steps to Staying Peaceful and Happy No Matter What. And tune in more to find out about generosity when in the next segment we talk about, you know, first steps to generosity and how you take them. If you miss any part of the show, look us up later by going to firedupwithcj.com or iTunes.com. We'll see you later.